in my mind of you, I think I might be obsessed. The very thought of you makes me want to get undressed. I wanna be with you in spite of what my heart says. I guess I want you to bear all I wanted.
All night.
You there inside me.
All night.
Doing it again and
and
again and
again,
again. You know I want you too bad, baby, baby, baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
That's right. I want to feel
yes.
your heart and soul inside of me. Let's make a deal.
Come on.
You roll, I lick, and we can go flying into ecstasy. Oh, darling, you and me. Light my fire, blow my flame. Take me, take me, take me away.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what, though? Before I get into the next A and B selection, welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Who am I this week? I am Dr. Wendy. And who are you this week?
I am Shannon Storms, the Bador. When one Bador closes, another Bador opens.
I know, that's right.
Shit.
Ooh, how you doing, friend?
Just like Shannon Bador, neurotic and crazy, and I love it.
All right.
Boom. Praise him.
Hey. I'm good. I'm just chilling with my new, y'all can't see, but I got these LED lights I put around the apartment. I can make my place, give it red light special, or give it a little in the studio kind of vibe, a little aesthetic. So, you know, I'm just doing that. And
You look like you're in one of them Amsterdam hoe rooms. I like it. It's very lovely. It's very seductive.
Titties.
Titties?
Yes, titties.
You gonna show your titties? Yo, he just showed titty. Come on. No, you didn't.
Yes, went in wrong.
Come on, titties.
I'm in my house. This is my house.
Represent.
There's been some things going on in these housewife streets.
Out there.
So let's go by city to city. So your girl Erica Jane posted a video of the stage that she'll be patting the Pasadena Puss on. It was a very dramatic video of her walking. It looked like she was walking into like a comedy club or something, but
was it today? I had not seen anything.
I don't know. Well, you know, I had beautiful gowns, great gowns. Speaking of gowns, there is a photo of the current cast of Beverly Hills all together on like a cast trip. I think they're in like Italy or something like that. And, you know, the girls are dressed nice, but there's one girl in particular that's kind of drawing a little bit of like attention in Housewives universe, and it's Kyle. You know, women's bodies are their bodies. You know, I do get the concern because her ribs are showing. I would say it's more so the dress. To me, like the dress just wasn't it.
You never had a good dress choice, ever, ever.
We don't ever. And everybody else had good choices. But I looked at her and I was just oh.
You talking about that picture where they all, you know, all hand in hand and smiling and shit?
Yeah, they're looking, okay, that's the other thing. So some people are a little annoyed because they all look like they're cool with each other, but I'm like, bitch, do you think they're really going to post a picture with some looking stank to the others and start giving secrets away about the next season?
Garcelle caught my eye because the lighting, I guess the sunlight, it kind of fucked her up because made it look like, because she had her hair slicked back and then a ponytail in the back. Her hair was so slick back up top, it just looked like she had a bald head and a big ass hair piece in the back. She looked like Steve Harvey with a hair piece.
Goodbye.
So,
You better let her finish, Garcelle.
And then you have, what's the bitch's name? Sutton with her Tweety Bird legs. They all look happy. It was lovely.
You know, hey, honestly, like, I can enjoy a show where they're not fighting all the goddamn time. They don't need to fight all the goddamn time. I would like to see fun and people get drunk and messy and just paint the town red. Everything doesn't have to always be fighting. How do you feel about that?
I enjoyed Housewives when all the squabbles and bickering was about the most minute, ridiculous shit. The first season of Beverly Hills, okay, the issue was saying the word insecure between Camille and Kyle. And that was a whole blown up shit. I was like, that is so fucking stupid, but it's hilarious to watch. Fast forward to now, and we're talking about lawsuits and saying get the fuck out of here, people's children and shit. That's not fun.
Yeah, okay. it's not fun. And that's why, like, now I would prefer to watch them have fun and go to exotic places and do fun shit. Like, you know, like, it doesn't always have to be about lawsuits and family not talking to each other and someone being a rat and all this type of shit.
I mean, speaking of not fun, you know, when you come out here, Pump will be the first and last time you go there.
Girl, I sent you that article. I said, we're going. We have to pay respects. And I hope Lisa's there, because I would love a picture with her and I would love to smell her.
She smells so floral. It's a floral essence. It's delicious. At first I was like, it smells like flower bomb, but I was like, it's going to be flower bomb.
Way too,
like,
much money for
$10,000. $10,000 okay. More.
The bottle that they don't even have on the damn show.
Ooh, shit. Y'all, this wine I bought is garbage. What the fuck?
Oh, what is it? Is it the one you bought today? Is it the one from Target?
No. I went to Ralph's. I did a quick liquid lunch this afternoon with a friend from high school and got some Sauvignon Blanc and a martini and got fucked up. But I went by Ralph's and I said, let me just go pick up some little wine. I got a few bottles of this shit right here.
Oh.
I'm not going to say the name, but it tastes like Badoosy.
Damn, because I was going to say, because I saw you been going to Target, there is a black, oh shit, I might as well Google it, because I had it
Black
before.
Girl Magic?
Yes!
Them hoes are expensive, though.
But they're good. And you know, I'm all about black women, so you know, I want to support how I can, and baby, that shit was good. Wine? Yes, I do drink wine.
Y'all, Clinton Charles be drinking vodka.
I drink wine, I drink vodka, and I drink tequila.
Listen, okay. When he says he drinks wine, he's talking about white Zinfandel.
Nah, bitch.
Moscato.
Nah, bitch.
Really? Let me see. I can go through your cabinets right now.
Bitch, I'm tired. I'm not getting up.
I said I could go through them cabinets right now, okay? Bitch. And I'll tell you. Say what? Bitch what?
Bitch.
Don't call me a bitch now.
Bitch. 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 And more bitch.
Anyway, back in the Pump heyday, the times I went, you know, it was just, Lisa would always sit at the center table that was reserved for her and Ken and Entourage, which, you know, some I saw her, Ken, Yolanda, where they were getting along, and Yolanda's ex-husband, Muhammad. And it was just lovely. It's just, they all just looked so glamorous and wealthy. It was a good time.
How much was one plate and a drink?
I ate there twice. I did not pay because I don't do that. The entrees were like $27 each.
Oh, okay. I thought it
If
was
you're doing
like.
basic shit, but I don't eat seafood in restaurants, not really, because I get nervous.
Oh.
I feel like the fish is gonna try to fuck me up, and I can't be doing that.
Yeah, we don't want to miss none of the shenanigans for that this week, that weekend, which is coming soon. It's like a
Right
month.
around the corner,
I
okay. Janet's
know. Ooh.
gonna smell your cigarettes. She's gonna smell your Newports.
Bitch, I don't smoke Newports.
Salem.
I don't smoke cigarettes, beloved. You got the wrong bitch.
Smoking.
I don't be smoking. Oh my God.
As for Kyle, here's the thing. If you want to look good on the show, do your thing. I really don't give a damn, okay? You want to do all this stupid ass bullshit and kill yourself to be skinny, whatever. And you're not even going to be drinking, bitch. Ugh. Are you going to be interesting? There's very few. Candy gets away with it with not drinking because she brings a little something. Margaret almost brings something, but she brings the same ass stupid shit. So those are the only two housewives I know of that are not drinking. And if Kyle's being added to it, I don't think Kyle's not even interesting enough to, when she's fucked up to even add to the situation. So I don't even know what she's doing.
I don't know.
So you're gonna be skinny with a, you're gonna be a big head bitch, skinny body, and sober. That sounds boring as hell. We'll see.
We'll
We'll
see.
see. Shit.
This trail mix, baby.
Okay, and if Erica's not drinking too, if she's gonna be skinny and not drinking, that's really gonna be boring.
So are you
I'm
saying
like,
that are you saying they need run it back?
not well. Hold on, pause for Rena. I'm saying that I like a little, little liquid courage, a little liquid boost, get shit started. As did Lisa Rena comment about the closure? Because she likes to be shady on online. Did she, what'd she say?
It's a wrap.
Oh, that's what Lisa said? Lisa Rinna said? Whatever. Okay. God bless. Praise them. I mean, they said allegedly that I'm hearing different stories. They said City of West Hollywood account that we both follow each other, they said that the landlords raised the lease rent for like $1 million a year.
Oh, Jesus.
And I understand that's very extremely pricey, affordable for Lisa. However, that's if you're paying all these people and paying all this other shit, you're not really making that much on the back end. So I kind of get it. But then again, another source said that they have been behind on the rent for a while. And the landlords cut them some credits for COVID as well. So I don't know what the real story is. But
Only Lisa knows.
at the end of the day, Lisa and Ken ain't really, they ain't starving.
No, they'll be fine.
So
And the employees can go and fuck it, sir, or something.
they can go on down to the to Rage, to High Tops, Trunks, Fiesta Cantina, anywhere.
Not
They can
trunks.
go on over. They can go on over to S Silver Lake. Oh, Silver Lake is so lovely. Oh gosh, damn it, Clifton! You need to extend that trip.
I wish I could.
West
Anyways.
Hollywood is. West Hollywood is for Mariah Carey gays. Silver Lake is for regular people.
Oh, so I'm regular?
I'm saying you don't have to be Adonis six pack motherfucker up in Silver Lake. Not that I'm saying you're not. I'm just saying that everybody is
They're like black folks.
very, very welcomed.
Okay.
Yes. And they're a lot edgier in Silver Lake. I like a little
Yes.
edge. Okay, what's next?
All right. So the Housewives of Potomac are recording right now, and they did a stupid little TikTok, and your girl was in it. Miss
Who's my girl?
Sasha. Sasha.
I don't know why you said she's my girl. Well, actually, you know what? She drinks champagne. That's my drink. Okay.
Would you go to her champagne
And
room?
would I go to the champagne room? Absolutely. Because she drinks Veuve Clicquot, and I love that. That's my drink. That's a champagne right there. I will suck that shit down. I've never seen four black people so not doing anything.
No
No rhythm at
rhythm,
all.
none.
At all. Not doing a damn thing. I said, look at that. Robin
Girl.
Dixon must have choreographed
She was probably holding the camera.
that. Listen, Cherie started doing nothing. Then Giselle came in. First off, her titties came in the room first. Some titties were up high and pointy. Okay. And she did that Phaedra fucking finger gesture to the song. Who was the guy in the kitchen? Who was that?
The cook.
Charisse's cook.
I don't know whose house that was.
Okay.
I
Then
know it wasn't
Ashley.
Giselle's.
It sure the fuck wasn't. Ashley sitting on the piano, legs all the way open, her pussy all the way out. Okay. And I was distracted by the coochie out, and then I'm distracted by her tan line. I'm like, where you been? So, and then she's not doing nothing either. And I said, this was a raggedy ass TikTok. Don't put this up. I don't know why you put it up because it didn't tell me nothing.
So I guess they're on a cast trip right now to Austin, Texas, and there's videos of them at a gay bar, clearly because they got drag queens on stage, and it looks like they're having a dance
First of
off.
all, why Austin, Texas?
Girl.
Okay, what did Bravo say? Oh, choices Austin, Texas, or Wyoming? Let's do something real. What the fuck is this? Austin? Okay. They're on that Salt Lake City shit. Why are they doing Potomac like that? I know it's the first one, and then the second trip they do something outside of the country.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, we rarely see the ladies in like Vegas, Salt or not Salt Lake City, Atlantic City,
New York, outside of reunions.
Hawaii, Puerto Rico, something. But Austin, okay. I
Well,
mean, they
anyways,
were
so
having a good time. Go ahead.
they were having a really good time. And Dr. Wendy. Who, Dr. Wendy? Oh, well, of course she had to wear the Power Ranger suit that all the girls have been wearing already. So she wanted to be the Blue Ranger this time. And she looked good. She looked real good. But that new girl they got, I don't know her name, but she was hating on her on that stage. I was like, oh, there we go. Her name was NECA.
Is it or isn't it's not Nika?
I don't
You're always trying to get you got her sounding like Tammy Knickerbocker, okay? Shit. What's that bitch's
can't
name? Okay. What's that bitch's name? Say it again. Say it right now.
Nika Knickerbocker. Nika
What's his name?
Knickerbocker.
So the new bitch's name is, you keep saying Necca, nigga. No, what the fuck is her name? What's the bitch's name? These listeners gonna be so like, what? What the fuck is that hoe's name? Okay. No, what's the first? You said, say how you said the first time.
NECA.
Do we have a last name? Just that.
Okay.
She's Nigerian, or is she?
Yes.
Okay. And she's the one. Okay, no, she wasn't. Okay. I'm thinking back to the video. Never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so she was just hating while Wendy was dancing. And I was like, oh, Lord, here we go.
It's good to see me as old Dodge truck ass up on there. I saw them piano teeth from a mile away. Her teeth look like the keys on a piano.
Her teeth are Alicia Keys.
Her teeth said call 489-4608 and she'll
be here.
Her teeth want to know how come you don't call me anymore. Okay.
Her teeth said you get the blood special with the hot
teeth, her teeth said I use a little milk and cream instead of the water. Dentures don't have to be that goddamn big. I don't get it.
Why are we like this today?
Mia has the same teeth as Nicki Minaj. Because when Nicki, she's got them big ass dentures too. Okay. They're actually probably the same person.
Well, you did see him in the same room.
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Okay, shout out to Candy Girl. Candy Girl. Miss Candy, the legendary Burris, Tucker. Candy got nominated for an Emmy and a Tony this week.
For what?
For her play on Broadway, and she was a producer on a television show.
What show?
Girl.
Listen, I thought you had the research done, the research, okay?
Shut up.
At research, as Sheree would say it, research.
Research.
You know Sheree can't talk, okay?
Yes.
Speaking of Sheree. Go ahead.
So she scored a Tony, my bad. Yeah, Tony and an Emmy nomination. She already has a Grammy, so if she gets those both, she'll only need one more step to get the EGOT. So she nominated for a Southeast Emmy in the Historic Cultural Politics Government Society Concerns category for her work on La Musica di La Familia. And then,
excuse me.
Yes, La Musica di La Familia. Don't do me.
You said that. So, Kentucky. La musica de la familia. I can't even try to make it as plain as you did it, okay? La musica de la familia. You motherfucking ass didn't even try, okay? I thought you took Spanish, Clinton Charles.
Bitch, that was in fucking 2001. Anyways. And then she's nominated for a Tony for the play The Piano Lesson, which is centered around the lives of Charles family and the, oh god damn it, and the Doka Charles household and their hair, the heirloom family piano.
I'm struggling with this. I'll read the teleprompter next time.
Shut up, bitch.
Good for Candy.
Yes.
What's not, you know what's not good for Candy?
Marlo.
No. That old Baldwin Hills ass Afro puff she got as in her confessional.
I liked it.
That looks ghetto. That she, her, the what the pictures we got, her, Sonya, and Sheree look like they work at Shrek, Chic, Shirk, whatever that place is called. Is it Shirk? Is there a Chic? What the fuck is it called?
You saying Shirk, and I'm saying De La Familia.
Okay, De La Familia. Okay, it's not the same thing as Shirk. Is it Shrek?
Or Shirk? It's Chic.
I think you a damn lie. Because listen, you know I can't read these names. Because I still think, I just learned.
C-H-I-E-K.
That's because you probably shopped there, okay? I didn't go up in that bullshit.
Fuck you.
Okay? Jesse, like, you probably shopped at Loved, or I always call it Love D, because that D was big as hell.
What's that?
You know Love D. There's a little shoe place in the mall that has shoes for like, hoes, because, you know, bitches can't afford no real shoes, but, like, two pairs of flip-flops for $7. Okay, that kind of those kind of places.
Shut up.
And it said it's the store name was Love, and then there's a D, and it's something like, is it Loved or is it Love D? Because that D was like be like size 96 font, mm-hmm. Love B 36. Mm-hmm. So I always called it Love D. Anyway, they all look like they work at Papaya. They look like they work at Journeys. They look like they work at Foot Locker. What else we got?
Anyways, and then Marlo said that she activated Redhead Candy, and I'm like, girl, but you know, what did she say on the trailer? I'll headbutt that bitch.
I'm about to headbutt that bitch.
So we shall see who she's trying to headbutt. Ooh, girl, this edible's beating my ass.
Love it. I'm enjoying this.
Yes. Jersey.
Did you have something to say about Tamara and them?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So you said that Tamara and Heather were.
Oh yeah, Tamara. No, not Tamara and Heather. Motherfucking. God damn it, big lip bitch Taylor, and Heather are supposed to be getting into it.
Oh yeah, I heard that they weren't really on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Taylor's irrelevant.
She'll get an Oklahoma ass whooping.
So, before I take you outside into the alley and give you a little Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into New Jersey. So they got back from the damn trip. And, of course, you know, the Gouda Fuda is still on that damn adoption storyline, which Danielle is trying to figure out if she should tell Melissa or not what everybody's been saying about her.
Stop stalling this shit. Just say that motherfucking
shit. Just say it, girl.
I thought you were trying to be that new bitch. Be about it. Be about it.
Be about it. Be about it. Say it.
Yeah.
And then we get to, they're doing wedding dress shopping for the girls. And of course, they have a moment with Joe and, you know, I will say the dresses didn't look as bad as I thought they were going to look, like what you said, but it still didn't go with their color.
All the people on Jersey except for Margaret are basically quite tanned.
Yeah.
Quite. And the girls are not even close to as bad as Teresa, but they're pretty caramelish. So the champagne color, you know,
it kind of just fleshed in. I feel like it kind of like, it looked like it just like blended together, like they were in nude colors. And it didn't look right. But
they could have done like a blue, What something rose?
I like the cuts of the dresses. The dresses look good. It was just the color. And you know, the conversation with Joe and Teresa, I was like, okay, I know they had a fucked up marriage, but at least they can hold it down and not be all assholes to each other. The part that that had me looking at the TV a little sideways was first on the way to the surprise wedding shower. Oh no, before I get to that, why is Frank dressing up like he's going to the Eagle on Leather Night at the damn restaurant, looking a damn tacky ass greaser bite monkey fool, looking like
he looked like he was going to the pit stop.
Girl, looking like he was going to the motherfucking YMCA.
These scenes, please. This is a waste of tape.
It really was. I was just like, girl, get over it.
This entire episode was a waste of tape, to be honest.
But let's discuss the shady elephants in the room.
What kind of car did you get when you turned, what, how old is this bitch? Or a little girl?
17. I did not get one. How about that?
I got a Nissan damn Sentra or Maxima. Okay. She gets a Porsche, really?
Yeah.
Okay. They're flexing for the screen. Word on the street is that Joe took her back.
Oh. Doing it for the cameras.
Doing it for the camera. Probably took her back, gave her a Subaru or something.
Should getting something. A Kia.
Hyundai. Kia Sportage,
a motherfucking what's that? What, Saturn?
Not Saturn. They still have Saturns?
No, girl.
A Kia. Toyota Cressida. Ford Probe.
A Hyundai.
Eagle Talon.
Mm-hmm. A Oldsmobile.
Really? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Buick LeSabre.
A Cadillac.
Okay, so let's go on the way to the...
So then she's on the phone with Louis and he's talking about invitations, and then like he's all like, oh, and none for Joey and Melissa. And she's all like, babe, I'm filming, I'm on camera. And it was at that moment that I was just like, you can't sit here and be all about, I'm trying to do the right thing, and I want my family to be together for the wedding. But then pull a stunt like that.
I loved it. Shady. I knew they're trash.
Yeah. And then at the damn dinner, Teresa's thanking her chosen family and all these other bitches, and didn't even mention Melissa once. So Melissa was already feeling some type of way. And then Danielle's wanting to tell her, my girl, just do it here. Just make the show. Just do it. Just do it. So do rock it.
Rock pull the it. Plug.
Pull the plug. Do it.
Okay. Ring the alarm.
I've been through this too long.
I'll be damn. By the way, who's bridal shower is this, Jennifer's or Teresa's?
Girl, okay, because it was very Jennifer centric.
Okay, if you want to do the Turkish everything, that's lovely, but it's about this other bitch.
Also, that man do not like that lady. Bill does not like Jen at all, and like I don't like he just. He's very dead behind the eyes when it comes to their relationship.
He's done with that hoe. He's done with her ass.
He is so done. And I think that I think he's probably just saying that it's cheaper to keep her than to try to leave her.
That's why he'd be up in the pool house, okay?
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for
fuck
that last...
Fuck her and fuck them kids.
Waiting for that last kid to turn 18 so he could just dip.
You know who's... I'm gonna get flack. You know who... be doing the most.
Oh shit!
With
Wait,
the little girl's
before
name.
before you say it, this is gonna be the final section of the show because we're almost done. This is Rasan's thoughts.
What's the little girl's name?
The one who wants to be the marriage counselor.
Yeah, she is so damn thirsty.
Girl, like, shit,
do your homework. Sit down.
Where do you think she gets
it
from?
How do you know that Jennifer isn't wearing lingerie?
I never even knew about lingerie until I was about in my teenage years.
Mind your business, little girl.
Okay. You can go.
You can really go. It's really not about you.
No, you didn't finish the line. It was, you can go. Little girl.
Oh, Mary Martha. It's just like, girl, chill. Shit. Stop being up in everybody's business. It's not about you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer, she really needs to get over this because she's blaming Margaret for a little girl talking about the lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take accountability for yourself, okay? You were the one who mentioned not wearing lingerie with Bill or whatever to spice it up. That has nothing to do with Margaret, okay? Margaret, don't be talking to that little girl. So what the fuck is your problem? Shit, okay? And also, speaking of Margaret, don't give a fuck about Lexi and whatever Swedish, German, whatever this is. I do not care. Leave it out. I'm good. I think that Lexi's fucking Frank or Joe. What's her husband's name? Joe. Lexi is fucking Joe down, and I know it. Okay.
Allegedly.
Please, what's she gonna do? Throw a tooth at me, long ass brick. Okay, Margaret and them teeth. Like, these teeth are killing me. What is going on? These teeth are doing the most. I'm surprised she can close her mouth. This show is honestly.
I'm just ready for it to be over so we don't have to talk about this shit no more. But at least I'm happy that Sunday Atlanta starts. So then we'll at least have that to talk about. Because, bitch, trying to make a whole show out of when only one show is on and that one show is bullshit, you got to motherfucking reach for things. So thank y'all. Next week's going to be even better. And we'll be back next week for another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Love y'all.
We will.
Bye.
Get it. Bye.